Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jack Voigt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Todd Dunn. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jose Mercedes. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mario Valdez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Scott Ayer. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vina strikes out. 1 out. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Loretta takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nilsson hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ventura hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Voigt strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cameron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valdez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco fields the ball and throws to Mercedes covering. Safe. Fabregas moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Voit. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Fabregas scores. Valdez moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valdez scores. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny strikes out. 1 out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vina is 0-for-1 in the game. Vina hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Loretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Loretta moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cameron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo strikes out. 1 out. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Voit is 0-for-1 in the game. Voit hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fabregas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fabregas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valdez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valdez strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Matheny hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fabregas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vina is 0-for-2 in the game. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Durham strikes out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with Mercedes covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Loretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Loretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cirillo is 0-2 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Voit is 0-2 in the game. Voit strikes out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jackson is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to third. Nelson Cruz now pitching. Jeremy Burnett's pinch hits for Todd Dunn. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burnett's hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Cirillo scores. Jackson moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Brian Banks pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett's now playing right field. Jack Voit now playing left field. Kelly Stinnett now catching. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fabregas is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fabregas hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valdez is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Valdez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Sorotka now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vina is 0-3 in the game. Vina hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Loretta is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Loretta strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nilsson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco is 0-3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Davis now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham is 0-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Alberto Reyes now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. the Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Darwin now pitching. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Huson pinch hits for Jack Voigt. Tony Castillo now pitching. Jeff Huson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Huson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.